Hello and welcome to Passions, Purpose, and Possibilities, Awakening Your 5D Mission with Lucia Moore. My dearest beloved starseeds and lightworkers, I am so blessed to have you tune in to hear the words that my expanded self would like to deliver. Let me tell you a little secret. I didn't start this podcast from my own limited wisdom. To be honest, it's all because I started doing automatic writing just a few months ago. And the first thing I heard was, "We are so happy that you are ready to hear our words. We've been waiting for you. We have work for you to do. There are those who need to hear your voice." Well, naturally, I was very surprised. But I told my family, "I'm starting a podcast. I don't know who it will help, but I'm doing it because I need to. There are people out there who need to hear these words." So here we are, together once again, and I'm extremely grateful, both to you and to those on my spiritual light team. In our previous podcasts, we've been going over a variety of exercises to help you better uncover your authentic self. Because it's finding out who you really are and how you were meant to live that will make all of the difference in what your future holds. Becoming utterly authentic and living as your true self is what will spark the light that you have brought into the world. This is your mission as a light worker, a starseed. You've come here to raise the vibration, and the way that you do that is to be truly you. You wouldn't have come here if it weren't for the qualities that you intrinsically hold. All of the lessons you've learned in your life have brought you to this point, a tipping point, really, a time for you to take all of the experiences and lessons, the practice and the skills, the work you've done, the relationships you've had, the family you grew up with, and the family you have now. All of these things, all of these lessons and experiences are coming together to push you into a direction that you may not have expected. As you look back over your life, you may see many, many experiences that you did not enjoy. But these experiences were necessary to give you a broader view of what's available, including what works for you and what doesn't work for you. These experiences have helped you to have more depth, more understanding, both for yourself and for others. They've also helped you to course correct when necessary. Because when you find something that you don't like, you can often figure out what it is about that thing that doesn't work for you, take a look at its opposite, and then head in the direction of the thing that will work for you. Today, I have two exercises for you to help you see your path a little more clearly. The first exercise is about the work that you may see yourself doing in the future. Last week, I went over a number of spiritual business ideas in case you may be interested in heading in that direction. It's certainly not necessary for you to work in a spiritual business, but I feel that there are many people who are walking away from their 9-to-5 jobs in search of something that uplifts both themselves and the world around them. Sometimes we get so entrenched in our current life that we can't see what's available to us. So sometimes it's easier to look at the negativity first, just for a few minutes, and then take that and turn it around into something positive. So this is how this first exercise works. And by the way, I'm not sure if I first heard about it coming from Barbara Sher or not. I would definitely like to give her credit for it if she's the one that came up with it. So in this exercise, I would like for you to take a few minutes and imagine yourself working a job from hell. What would a job from hell be like for you? Imagine yourself arriving at this horrible job at an hour that doesn't suit you. You're in an environment that makes you upset or, at the very least, unhappy. The people there aren't the kind of people you usually like to be around, and you're doing something that you don't enjoy doing, and so on. Let me give you a little example by telling you a bit about my job from hell And I really did have one that was similar, so you can get an idea of what I'm talking about. Your job from hell will probably be something entirely different. So, a job from hell for me would be, first, to have to wake up very early in the morning. I would put on a uniform, grab a poorly packed lunch, and get into a cramped carpool with a bunch of loud, unkind, and annoying people. We would drive through heavy traffic for more than an hour. A side note, I often get nauseous in cramped hot cars. Then I would arrive at some kind of factory or warehouse situation where I would stand in line to get my timesheet stamp. And after that, I would go to my station where I would stand there doing a repetitive task over and over until lunchtime. Bathroom breaks would be discouraged, and conversation with other people would mean the boss would yell at you to shut up and work faster. After a very short lunch in a dingy lunchroom with fluorescent lights, I'd head back to my station for many more hours of the same repetitive task. I'd often have to work overtime, and when I was finished, there would be another long, cramped drive home, after which I'd have a quick, unhealthy dinner, and because I was so tired, head for bed, just to start the same day over again the next day. The pay would allow me to have a place to sleep at night, but not much more, and I'd probably have a hard time buying groceries, maybe some dried macaroni or some poor quality canned goods, with the occasional 99-cent fast food hamburger. This would be my job from hell. And I did kind of have a job like this one summer after college. It was mind-numbingly boring. The boss constantly walked around and yelled at us to work faster, or scold us for trying to talk to one another to pass the time. I was so tired all the time. And naturally, this job didn't last long. I think I stayed there about 5 or 6 weeks. So take a minute to think about what kind of job would be awful for you and get as detailed as possible. Maybe for you, it would be working in icy cold weather, or maybe being in a cramped cubicle in a basement somewhere. Or maybe you'd have to work late into the night all the time. Go ahead and turn off the audio for a minute if you like, and either write down your horrible job or spend some time thinking about what it might be. Okay, now that you know what your horrible job from hell might be, let's examine it point by point and turn each item around to see if the opposite thing is something you would like to have in your life. So, for example, in my job from hell, I had to get up very early in the morning. I hate that. I am not a morning person, and I don't do very well in the morning. Not everybody's like that. That's just me. So I would turn that around by saying, in my perfect job, I would wake up whenever I wanted to in the morning. Second, I would hate to have a long commute in a stuffy car with a bunch of other bodies in it, especially unkind ones. So I would turn that around to say that I would like to drive or even walk a very short distance to get to work. And I couldn't stand having to do a job that was mind-numbingly repetitive. I need creativity. I can't do something over and over and over. So when I turned my job around from what I hated to what I loved, I discovered that I wanted to be able to wake up later. I wanted to have a very short commute, which of course is extremely short now that I work from my home. I don't like having a boss yelling down my neck. In fact, I don't even want a boss at all. I want to be able to talk to people, not all the time, but definitely a little bit every day. I want time to enjoy good food and good company and so on. I think you get the drift. So now that you have your list, go ahead and turn those ideas into their opposite. Write down what you would like to see, what would be ideal for you. Often, looking at what you hate can help you understand what you love. Hence all those lessons you've had in your life that you really didn't enjoy. They've helped you define what you do want in your life right now. Doing this exercise of your job from hell can help you see what your perfect job might be. So spend a little time with it, and I think you'll get good results. you'll have a better idea of what you'd like to experience and what you'd like to avoid going forth. Okay, now let's go on to the second exercise. In this exercise, we're going to look at good experiences and bad experiences, but this time, let's look into the future. Imagine starting where you are right now, but project yourself down two different paths to see where you could end up. On the first path, you keep making poor choices. One bad decision leads to another bad decision. You don't follow your intuition. You don't even follow your gut. In fact, you always let the world dictate what you do next. So let's see where you end up. Here's an example of someone allowing the world and its low vibrations to dictate how he lives. We'll call him Bob. Bob's current life isn't so great. I truly hope yours is better than this. Bob has a job that he hates, and he hasn't had the desire or the courage to do anything about it. His so-called girlfriend belittles him and steals from him when he's not looking. His friends try to push him into things that are dangerous and sometimes even illegal. His house is falling apart, but he just keeps watching things go downhill. Bob constantly eats junk food and is having some health problems. Okay, let's follow this line of thought and see what a terrible outcome might look like. What's kind of the worst case scenario for Bob? So here's the story. The job Bob hated eventually became his career. His toxic relationship became his normal life. His friends turned into a constant source of turmoil, and his broken-down home was a reflection of his own internal chaos. As the years went on, Bob's health deteriorated, both from stress and his poor eating habits. His so-called friends had gotten him arrested for a petty crime that he was unwittingly involved in. His girlfriend, having drained him of his resources and spirit, disappeared into the night, leaving him with nothing but memories of betrayal. His house became dilapidated. The job he never left, despite its soul-crushing monotony, didn't end with a retirement party, but rather a quiet dismissal. Isolated, sick, and broke, Bob found solace in the only companion who never left his side. Regret. Pretty sad, isn't it? So take a look at your current life. I'm sure there are some good things and some bad things in it. And then imagine, maybe not the worst case scenario, but see what your life would look like if it went downhill. What would happen tomorrow, and then next week, and next month, and next year? In 5 years or 10 years, where would you end up? You can stop the audio for a minute if you'd like to work on that. Okay, then let's go ahead and imagine a best case scenario for your life. For example, if you started a new business and it turned out better than you expected, what would that be like? And what if the best case scenario happened again after that? What would your life look like then? I really encourage you to write your answers down, especially for the story that ends well. You can find the prompts in my worksheets at awakenyourmission.com. That's awakenyourmission.com. So let's go ahead and turn Bob's story around. Let's imagine him taking some initiative, listening to his intuition, and ending up in a very happy place for him. So let's say that Bob starts out with the exact same girlfriend, job, house, and friends. But he realizes that he's dissatisfied with it all, and he decides to tune into his inner guidance system, his intuition, to help him get out of his current situation and into a life that was supposed to be his all along. So he starts by asking his guides to help point him in the right direction, and he feels called to a career in helping other people. So he heads in this direction by learning some new skills and seeking different opportunities. And he's amazed at the synchronicity. He begins meeting the people that he's meant to meet, doors open that he didn't even know about before. He ends up transitioning to a career that ignites his passions and utilizes his talents. And this brings him not only professional satisfaction, but also financial stability. Recognizing that his personal relationships are toxic, Bob makes the difficult decision to distance himself from those who diminish him, including his so-called girlfriend and his dangerous friends. This act of self-respect opens the door to new relationships that are built on mutual respect and trust and support. Bob begins to really love his new high-vibration life. He finds quality friendships and a companion who values him. His home has been upgraded, and it now reflects his newfound inner peace and stability. He gives his body the nutrition he needs, and he feels invigorated and alive. Step by step, he reaches out into the future to feel what the next right action is for him. And because of this, his life has become rich with love, with wonderful experiences, healthy relationships, and fulfills his passion for serving the world. And above all that, he's living a life that is truly his, the life that he came here to live. So, my friend, imagine everything working out for you in the very best way. What would this life look like? What if everything you touched turned to gold? What if everything you thought of doing turned out perfectly? Please write all this down, and please come back to it often. You'll find a page just for this activity at awakenyourmission.com. I did this activity a few years ago, and it's amazing how much of the good stuff has worked out for me. I really enjoy going back and reading it every once in a while. So I hope you've enjoyed these two exercises, and I hope they've put some things into perspective for you. When you know what you don't want, you can often figure out what you do want. Thank you for taking a chance, for being willing to play these little games with me, and thank you for being willing to take a closer look at who you really are. I want you to be happy, ecstatic even. Your path of becoming truly authentic is nothing short of heroic. It's your fierce dedication to digging deep and challenging the status quo and living your truth that not only transforms your own life, but also sends waves of positive change across the universe. By healing yourself, you're also healing the planet, one vibration at a time. Keep glowing, my beautiful soul. I send you my love. Until next time, bye-bye.